Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. If you want to come out and see us, Corey has been doing giveaways in the break, but also...
I need to do more.
I mean, you can always do more.
Yeah, I do need to do more.
Definitely
of those.
Never let your friends go to Camp Crystal Lake. But also...
Jeez.
You can show up and register to win a pair of tickets for the Cowboys home opener against the Saints. Now, you need to be here to win the other items, but you can just drop off, eat some food, drop off your stuff, and go about your day and still have an opportunity to win the Cowboys tickets even if you are not here. So I wanted to throw that out there. Now, how about Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because very popular segment. I am told. 877-881-1053. Give us your reasons why the Cowboys win tonight, or excuse me, win on Sunday, not tonight, and reasons because the Cowboys lose on Sunday. Would you like to start?
I would like to start for Mike.
Okay.
Here's Mike's answer for Cowboys win, Cowboys lose this week. Kevin, I bet you didn't know I got
I
the,
did
he
not.
Sent me this answer. The Cowboys lose because the other team is better. The Cowboys win because they are the better team. So that is
that
Mike's
actually, that
answer
sounds,
for Cowboys win, Cowboys lose.
That sounds about right.
My reason that they win is they are a better team. They're a better built team for this. And if they go out there and act like it and don't get kind of caught up in what happened last week, then they're going to be the better team on Sunday. Jerry said this multiple times, and I heard McCarthy say this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton and Chris Strong. That list is getting very long for that show, by the way.
There's a lot of people.
That he liked that they won, but also didn't look great against the Browns, because there's when a head coach does that, you can still kick their ass. Your team throughout the week, you can say, you know what, y'all were great. Like, we got the win, that's good. But, man, y'all did this. It could be better. And when you're challenging your team to be better, that's always a good thing. So I think that's one of the big factors for this week is – they need to believe they're the better team, and that's why the Cowboys win, because they really are the better team. But I think one of the other factors is for Cowboys win is we have an aggressive Saints team. Their corners are very good in coverage. They're very sticky, but their safeties like to come down into the box a lot, Dak feasts on whenever he has safeties in the box, whenever he has one high safety and he can pick off and say, okay, I got this one side of the field I can throw to. Whenever he has man coverage, he does a very good job at that too. So him and CeeDee Lamb, I think, have a really good opportunity to get some deep plays. Brandon Cooks, I predicted this earlier in the week, Kevin. I think Brandon Cooks is going to have a pretty good day as well, because whenever play action happens and those safeties crash down and those linebackers crash in, Brandon Cooks can find some space deep. So Cowboys win because they're going to have some explosive plays downfield because of the aggressive nature of the New Orleans Rams.
Awesome. Saints. All right. So it is also a shout-out Friday from the 214. Shout-out to the love of my life. Today is our fifth anniversary, and it's such a blessing to be dating my wife, my best friend. And I'm just going to leave with my best friend. Mm. Love you, Adriana. Now, Corey, from my Cowboys win,
hey,
do you want options?
Adrian is my best friend.
Adriana.
Yeah, but it's a little close. Okay. That person has a best friend named Adriana.
But you have to be careful with names like that, because if you – my wife's name is Jessica. She goes by Jess, but if you call her Jessie, she'll despise you. All right, do you want Cowboys win option A or option B?
Option B.
Okay, they limit the penalties. I know when we talked about this with Mick earlier in the week, Cowboys had 11 penalties. He pointed out that Cleveland had a lot of penalties as well. True. I also don't care about the penalty issues of the Cleveland Browns. You know, like, I care about the penalty issues of the Dallas Cowboys. They've been prevalent for several years. So it was an issue in the first drive, which was brought back by, I believe it was a holding call. And Terrence Steele was like, hey, if we shoot ourselves in the foot, it's going to put us behind the sticks, and we just can't have that. So limit the penalties. And that's something that I think you could actually put in place for all of these games.
Last week, you know, if you're listening to the post-game show, which, by the way, you listen to the post-game show right here on 105.3 The Fan. You have Brian Broaddus talking as he's setting you up for that game. And he pointed out multiple times that he was kind of afraid that the referees would take that game over early with flags. And what happens? Right out of the gate, they're throwing flags all over the field. So that's one of the reasons to continue to listen to Broaddus, because before the game, you're going to know some things better than anybody else. But, yeah, man, if you get a crew that doesn't have that kind of happiness along that, that can be beneficial to what you just pointed out for option B, Kevin.
Now, should I still tell you option A, or is that lost for everything?
Go ahead. I mean, I'm the one that thinks that they're playing two different teams this Sunday. So
look, you corrected it immediately. Ish.
Yeah.
Okay, the Cowboys win because they win the battle of the rookie left tackles. Tyler Guyton, number 24 overall pick out of Oklahoma. Talise Fuaga, number 14. Draft pick out of Oregon State. He tied for fifth for Pro Football Focus and the best for a rookie rating. So I know they don't go head-to-head, but if your protection, especially on the left side, stands up better as a rookie than the Saints, I think you win this game.
Fuaga is – who was he going up against in Carolina? Yeah, okay. Who's he going up against this week?
The traded part of Brian Burns. I don't know.
I don't think he's gonna stand the same way he did last week in this game against the Cowboys, just because their edge opportunities are better. I do like that Guyton. I like his discussion on DallasCowboys.com about how letting that one sack by and the way he played. He knows the way he played. He knows he lunged a little too much. He didn't have his feet set underneath him. He knows the things that he did wrong throughout that game, and he's working on correcting those. And I don't know if he was using it as an excuse as much as I still need more preparation and more work. But he was saying, I missed time during camp, and that time was crucial to my progression. And so that after 1 week, he still has more to do. I'm hoping for a bigger upside. I hope that they do win that battle at left tackle, Kevin.
From the 972, the Cowboys are going to win because the defense will be on David Carr's ass like white on rice.
Okay.
Also, the O-line will have had another week to gel even better. From the 214, the Cowboys will win because they're just better. The Cowboys lose because they smashed the Brownies before the game.
What do you...
They ripped
the Brownies?
No, they're actually referring to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, okay.
But I thought it was more fun if maybe they were smashing the Brownies right before the game in this scenario. From the 214, Cowboys win because Zeke shows he's got it again. Cowboys lose because somebody really convinced Derek Carr that he's Tom Brady. I mean, look, he had a heck of a first week for sure, but I am not necessarily anticipating that again this week.
I'm interested to see, because we've had Joe Buck on before. We've had the Fox broadcasters on before. I'm interested to see if we can, because we even had Burkhart before, if we can roll Tom Brady into this mix and finally have an interview with him. Where we ask him only questions about the game, Kevin.
Okay, so not questions about why did you destroy your cell phone.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm asking. Yeah. I'm just asking for clarification ahead of time.
His kids or anything. I'll throw a Cowboys lose out there. It's because if they don't take this team seriously, and I'm not saying that if they by taking them seriously, they're saying they're as good or better than them, but just they can beat you if you don't show up with your A game. And the Cowboys, after getting a win last week, this is why what Mike McCarthy is doing is so important. After getting that win last week, they can't go into it being like, all right, we don't have as much work to do. We don't have to take these guys, this group, as seriously. They really do need to take it seriously and show they can put a thump on this team. Because, Kevin, if you want to have that four out of the first five winning record to start the season, and I'm presuming you're saying a loss to the Ravens, if you want to have that, then, man, that's a goal you set and you go after. You don't let that up.
From the 2-on-4, the Cowboys win because they're more talented. Cowboys lose because they get outcoached by a bad coach. From the 4-0-6, Cowboys win because they make the Saints one-dimensional and stop the run, and they can't rely on Derek Carr to carry the team. Cowboys lose because Alvin Kamara runs for more than 100 yards. From the 6-8-2, Cowboys win because the Saints only beat the saddest team in the NFL last week. That is fair. I'm sure the Giants would like to argue about that as well, but that is a fair point. Why do the Cowboys lose?
If they don't take them seriously.
Yeah.
That's definitely my reason there. The on the field thing that would be kind of a bit of a distraction is a bad injury somebody important to the Cowboys. Because, again, I go to the secondary. We saw Kalen Carson, man. I feel as confident as ever that he's going to grow into that role. Diggs, did you feel good seeing him off season-ending injury last year? And he gets the interception. My safeties were thumping last week. They made people not want to be on the field.
Dude, Donovan Wilson.
Even Malik Hooker.
Yeah.
Malik Hooker, he popped somebody on the sideline, and I was like, man, this is great. I'm upset that Marshawn Nealon, I need to find out more about him as this weekend goes along, because he's growing into a beneficial piece on that defensive front. And as Mickey's pointed out, it's not just at the edge spot. It's inside. It's outside. There's lots of different ways that they use him. But, man, I'm very confident in what they've pieced together on this defense. I think it's going to be pretty suffocating to Alvin Kamara. So I have a hard time, unless there's somebody missing on the field, believing that the Saints win.
I hope people understand where I'm coming from with this one. Cowboys lose because they don't get a more complete offensive effort. Now, I know the argument's going to be the game was essentially over. The offense probably eased up. You brought up earlier, Dak even said, hey, we left some meat on the bone out there. But if you...
And that's when you need to step on.
Yes, absolutely. If you look at the second half, Dak completed 5 of 11 pass attempts for 23 yards, and the Cowboys went 0-for-5 on third down. Now, could that have been a product of we're going to ease up the offense because we think the game's over? Sure. Did Cleveland make adjustments? I suppose that...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's possible as well. So I would like to see a more complete offensive effort from the Cowboys. And I think if you don't get that, then there's an opportunity that you lose this game. From the 469, Cowboys win because Cowboy would beat a Saint in a mascot matchup.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no, I think this is one of the ones where you're going to lose, right? Because even if the Cowboys shot the person who is a living Saint, then they feel like they're immediately going to go to heaven and advantage the Saint.
But they're dead.
But they get a halo.
So therefore, they can't keep playing.
Oh.
The game. You think they're playing
the game?
You've
never seen Angels in the outfield?
But that's it.
Checkmate.
From the 817. They're playing in Dallas. They're not playing in New Orleans. Those Angels in the outfield didn't follow them, did they? I think those were only home games.
That is a thing I do not remember about that movie. Did they only show up for home games?
I think they
that's
did.
A great question.
When they went on the road, they were on their own.
From the 817, shout out to me. I finally made it to Buffalo Wild Wings for B-Dubs.
Oh,
thanks. That is awesome. Thank you, everybody, who's been out here with us at the Irving location and coming out to all of our Buffalo Wild Wings appearances.
From the 972, Cowboys win because Butter Aubrey is perfect. How much of a luxury is it to have that dude?
Absolutely. I want the game to be 34-0. I want them to line up at straight-up midfield. I don't care if it's first down or not. You snap the ball back there. You give him an opportunity to kick a 68-yard field goal because I want to see it. I realize how in a 7-6 game or something like that, maybe that's not the direction that you're going to go. I want to see him get an opportunity to kick the record-breaking field goal.
Me too, man. And I hope McCarthy is like, I think he's aware of it. I hope he's aware enough to be like, you know what? Let's go ahead and try this. Especially if Brandon Aubrey's like, I would like that opportunity.
Yes.
I mean, he doesn't seem to be shying away from anything whenever it's time. Didn't he look like in that game that he was going to the sideline kind of like, hey, why didn't y'all just give me the shot to finish this thing? I could do it. He kind of had that look on his face.
From the 469, I don't know if you'll allow this, Corey. Cowboys win because, man, those rookies really pick it up. And the Cowboys lose because, F that, we're not losing.
Yeah.
Is that an acceptable win because, lose because?
You know, there have been times I've been extremely confident, and I'm not, like, walking around. Last year we were way too confident against the Arizona Cardinals. And then the Cardinals had a really good game plan that caught the Cowboys on their heels. And I think the Cowboys thought they were going into that thing with a very light game plan that they could just steamroll the Cardinals. I don't look at it the same way because I think they're a good opponent. I just think they're a middle-of-the-pack team. And you should be separate from a middle-of-the-pack team like that.
It is also a shout-out Friday right here on the Fan from the 973. Shout-out to my sister, Michelle. happy day and congrats on your wedding. You are appreciated from Shelly. Go Cowboys. I believe, because it's C-H-E-L-L-Y. Do you think I should go Shelly or Shelly?
Shelly?
Yeah.
Shelly?
Not Shelly.
Shelly?
Yeah.
Shelly?
Yeah.
Shelly-o? Chelio.
Stop it.
I don't know, man. I don't know how letters work sometimes.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. Coming up next, we changed this yesterday. It's time for the Combo Platter Karaoke. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is your go-to karaoke song? And does Corey have the guts to let anybody here at the Buffalo Wild Wings jump on headset and sing that song?
Man, I don't know if we should.
We'll find out next right here on The Fan.
Back to throw, Watson on third down. Pressure up the middle of the line. Parsons has him now. Good coverage, because that was one where he was looking around.
Yeah.
And Parsons, who was close to play before, breaks through for his first sack.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. As we move into the expressway, you still have time to swing on by. We've got giveaways that are happening during the show, and then you can enter to win that pair of Cowboys-Saints tickets for the home opener. Now, I want to read this text so it prepares people for what's going to play out in this segment, okay? Mm. From the 972, the Cowboys win by at least 10 this weekend, and my go-to karaoke song is Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn. Here's what I want to say about that. Last year, when RJ did his song to the tune of Neon Moon,
yeah,
I had never heard that song in my life.
I can't believe
that. I thought RJ wrote and created that music and everything, and I was listening to it, and I was like, this is tremendous.
He's the best musician ever.
I was like, wow. And as soon as we got off air, like once we went to break, and I was like, RJ, you wrote that? And he goes, well, I mean, the word. It's like it's Brooks and Dunn. And I go, huh? I'd never heard that song in my life. So I just want people to keep that in mind as this segment plays out, because I'll have an admission to make for you at some point in this segment.
Kevin, the thing about that song is, like, that's a song from my childhood. I used to listen when 105.3, back when I was a kid, was Young Country.
Yes.
I would stay up
when
and
the
listen.
Sun goes down.
Yeah, I would listen to Stubby Doak's Top 8 at 8. And that song would be featured frequently back then. But then it made another big comeback about 5 years ago on TikTok. All these people were dancing to it and everything. So it made another comeback after that. I am fascinated that you've been that secluded from the world that you weren't able to hear that song until Chobby sang it.
So I'm going to lead this one off. I know usually I don't lead it off, but I'm going to go ahead and lead this one off because I'll make an admission that I think you're going to think is ridiculous.
All right.
So my sports opinion is I think the Cowboys will cover the spread and win by at least a touchdown this weekend. My go-to karaoke
is that six or seven? Is it when you say
seven.
Touchdown? Seven. Okay, all right.
Seven. Yeah, I always build in the assumed extra point.
Gotcha.
That is fair. Now, for the karaoke thing, I have never done solo karaoke. Now, I've gotten drug up on the stage before to like, hey, we're going to sing this or we're going to sing that. I have never gone up and done a karaoke song all by myself.
Okay, so you're saying now's the time. You're saying you want to pick a song, or Alec can pick any song, and we can get you the lyrics up, and you can sing in front of all these people right now.
If this was back at the studio, and I didn't have to see anyone's face, then yes. And I could just look at all the texts and be like, that's the worst piece of ass I've ever heard. It's the fact that I could see all these people right in front of me that makes me say,
yeah, just turn around and look at the wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
a good solid one right there.
That's a good idea, but you're not helping me out.
Now, I do know this for a fact, though. You have a dream of going on America's Got Talent and singing Under Pressure.
So in my dream, my band makes it all the way to the finals of America's Got Talent. And we sing Under Pressure by Freddie Mercury and David Bowie. And I start to sing on top of the America's Got Talent judges table. And at the very end, it says, this is ourselves. And then I do a flip off the table and land. And they go, under pressure. And everyone's like, ah. And they just go crazy. Now, this is not realistic for a lot of different reasons, but that is a dream of mine.
I think it would be awesome if you were standing on that table, and I very scarcely watch it, but I think this is real, and you did the splits during the middle of it as you were singing a note, and you hit the gold button yourself that automatically pushed you
with
through.
With my hand?
Yeah,
or
you just, well, with or my, with, yeah, or with my, your...
with my splits parts? Is what I'm going to say, with my splits parts.
Okay, that's...
Whew. From the 214... Sports opinion, Dak and the Cowboys get it done this year and win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. Go-to karaoke song, Can We Talk? By Tevin Campbell. Now, follow-up question on the go-to karaoke song. Is it a song? Because I heard you sing The Dance by Garth Brooks. Thought it was delightful. Do you go for a song that you know you can sing well, or do you like to go up in a song and you're like, I'm here to party,
okay,
and I'm going to have fun with this song?
All right, then. Sports opinion, Kevin. I will lay my sports opinion out. Kamar Rocker could win Rookie of the Year before the season's over. All right? Yeah, he could be so dominant that he could do it.
I'm going to make a guarantee. Kamar Rocker can throw three no-hitters in his last three starts, and he will not win Rookie of the Year.
You know how I feel.
Actually, this AL class is weak. Maybe
opinions
he could
can't
win.
Be wrong because they're just opinions.
Yeah.
He might. Here's my sports opinion. He's going to be my favorite ace of the Rangers ever. I've loved Nolan Ryan, but I think this guy is going to go out there. He looks the part. The way he throws, the way his body language, the way he looks up at the hitter, everything about it says ace, and the stuff is right there too. He's got, I saw a couple people wrongly call it a curveball last night. It used to be a curveball. He calls it a slider. It's just different shapes of a slider.
The slurve.
He has a real sharp slider that'll go left, but then he has one that'll go straight down, and that's the one you saw last night multiple times that made people look foolish. And so I think Rocker's just got that. And so to answer your question, I've sung Life by the Drop. I've sung Amarillo by Morning. I've sung a few different songs. But the one that always gets people going, and I learned this whenever I was bartending in Uptown, a guy went up on the stage and he did this and the entire patio went insane, is this song right here.
Oh, yeah.
The slow songs just don't get it. The slow songs just don't get the mood. But if you go up there and you start singing this and you start out with a this is how we do it and you hit it and everything, all the people in the bar go crazy. So, Kevin, if you can see, you always got that one girl that goes up there and tries to do Whitney Houston or Celine Dion. And you're like, okay. You kind of bum the room out just a little bit if they couldn't nail it. So you got to follow up with something like that to really get the room rocking.
Or is it every white lady, white girl's rite of passage to go up there and try to sing Baby Got Back?
Adrian did.
Okay.
Every
karaoke I've ever seen, ever been to, they're like, we're going to try something special here. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
So much so. Here's the deal. We used to do that at my bar all the time, and everybody would say, when's Adrian going to get up there and do that? And I would be like, all right, she's going. But we got to know the karaoke DJ. He ended up DJing our wedding. And during the wedding, it was kind of slow. And all of a sudden, he started playing that song and ran over to her with a microphone in her wedding dress. And she was like, well, I guess I have to do it. And she broke it down, dude. And it was awesome, just like normal. So,
from the 214 Sports Opinion, Kamar Rocker will be our best pitcher next season.
Okay.
And their go-to...
We have DeGrom still.
That's what they said.
Okay. All right. I like it.
And their go-to karaoke song is Amarillo by Morning.
I love that song.
By George Strait. Another one, man. People are stoked about Rocker today. From the 214, Kamar Rocker will win Rookie of the Year next season. Jack Leiter will be a serviceable starter, ERA of 4.5 or lower. I'm telling you, for his first full season, I would be okay with that. And Friends in Low Places. I get Friends in Low Places. I just need us to all agree on one thing. All right?
Mm.
You can go back and listen to the song if you need to. But there's a line in there where he says, I toasted you, or I said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me. Supposedly, he says complain.
Yeah, he says
no,
complain.
No, he doesn't. Go back and listen to that song. He says, I toasted you, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complue. Now, I know it's supposed to be complain. Go back.
He does not say complue.
Yes, he does. Listen to that
Alec,
song.
I need you to go find. Okay.
Hear me complue. And that's what it is. He doesn't ever curve it off and get the end of that word in there.
I don't know about that.
I challenge you to play that on air.
All
I
right.
know it.
From the 469, Aerosmith's Dream On is for anyone thinking Dak will be in the Super Bowl. So they kind of combine that one right there. And then I saw one here. Rocker will win the Cy Young this year and shake that funky music, white boy.
He's not going to win the Cy Young this year.
Is it
all right? I'll up it. He can throw three perfect games and he still won't win the Cy Young
in a
at
row?
The end of this year.
In a row,
yes, this year.
I'd give it
because
to him.
He's just now starting.
Mm.
That's not fair. from the 763 Sports Opinion. The Vikings will make the playoffs in your face over reaction or reality from before. And their go-to song is Forgot About Dre. I like that one. I do. From the 469, Luka wins the MVP and gets second team all defense. If that happens, you're going to be the one or two seed in the West. Absolutely. And Juicy by Biggie is their go-to karaoke song.
Who laughed when they said Luka's going to win the second team all defense? I laugh with you, though. come on.
Hey, I'm just telling you what they're hoping. That might have been Mike. I don't know. That could have been Mike.
That being said, though, if he did get second team all defense, that would be status for him to be an MVP. Like, that would be a thing if he added that kind of defense to his game.
If he can win second team defense, I will agree that he will go down as one of the top 5 to 10 players in the history of basketball. And I did see somebody bring up, you're the only person, actually, man, this, I don't know if I should be offended by this or not.
Oh.
From the 469, Kevin, you're the only white person I know that's never heard of the song Neon Moon. I will point out, I told my wife I had never heard that song. She was done.
Yeah.
That I had never heard that song. I had no idea how popular it was. I knew Brooks and Dunn from that episode of The King of the Hill that they were on. I was not particularly familiar with their music other than I knew it was country music.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not George Strait or Garth Brooks. I don't have like a super deep knowledge of country music.
Do you need me to give you a list of musics that you need to go and like and catch up on? Because I know you'll go back and rewatch 1998 WrestleMania for a third time. So, like, instead of that, would you listen to a playlist?
I will tell you this. I don't know if this will get any credibility back. I have been to the Grand Ole Opry.
Look at that.
Or what, the Ryman.
Mm-hmm.
I think they changed the name
of
it. But I've been there.
Oh, good. And did you listen to any music while you were there?
No.
Okay. All right.
We so just went on a tour place. During the day. I'm sorry. I feel like I let you down. I really thought.
Go see a show there. That'd
really
be awesome.
I thought that was going to be a winning thing right there. All right. Alec, do you have a sports opinion and your go-to karaoke song?
The sports opinion is tough because I was going to say that Kamar Rocker
How
is just like
the... How do we always find ourselves that the sports opinion is tough?
Because
that should be the easiest part.
It feels like the low-hanging fruit to talk about Kamar Rocker because I've talked about... He was my sports opinion for the combo platter maybe like 3 weeks ago. So I don't want to go back to that, but you know what? My sports opinion, Kevin, because we kind of dumped on them yesterday, the New Orleans Saints suck. That's going to be my sports opinion.
Wow!
After 1 week, I do not believe in them. I'm sorry. I love their play caller on offense. I love Clint Kubiak. I think he will be the next head coach of that team, and for good reason. Right now, they are stuck with an awful head coach. Their quarterback is mostly overrated. He's okay, but like he's not gonna win you games when they matter. I think that their defense is solid but overrated, and I think that they're not getting any younger in some of their key positions. Like on defense, a lot of their guys are getting older. I mean, Marshawn Lattimore, who can't stay healthy now, they were thinking about cutting him in the offseason, and now they still want to regard him, at least their fan base wants to regard him as one of the best corners in the NFL, but they were thinking about him being a salary dump. So I don't really understand where, you know, the team is good, but half of our players suck. That doesn't really make sense to me, guys. So that's my sports opinion for today. And
your karaoke song?
It's tough because I love karaoke, and I do it pretty often. And I have a Rolodex of songs. But I will say that any song by this man, including this song, I will do any of his work because he's great. And I know that it is completely against...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you guys hear me?
This is how we do it.
I guess you guys cannot hear me, can you?
It's this Friday night. Oh.
Hello? Okay, so I'm just going to take over here because I would say that Blinding Lights by The Weeknd is a good opener. It's a good tone setter because... Corey was talking about, Kevin was talking about, you can't really go up there and start off slow. So I think when you start off a little bit quicker, a little bit more upbeat, that's when you can ease into those things and you can have a little bit more fun with the range and with some slower songs, I guess, is where you can kind of have a little bit more fun there. So I'm going to try bringing these guys back into the conversation. Are you guys with me? I don't think so. So I'm looking at the clock and I'm going to call an audible here. I'm looking at the clock and I see on the show sheet says it's about time for a little bit of this.
What does this button do?
Please, please do not push the button. You have no idea of what it.
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare touch it. Guys, are you with me? Hello, guys. They are not there, so we are just going to run this thing solo. For now, it is time for AM on the FM. We are in the middle of the expressway. Thanks for hanging out with us here on 105.3 The Fan on the KNC Masterpiece. And we start off with a question of the day that we're going to get to here in just a moment. And hopefully the guys will be able to rejoin us. I've got you guys on in my right ear, so if you can hear me, just yell at me and we'll bring it back into the conversation. But we are going to start with the question of the day, 877-881-1053, to get involved in the conversation on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, because today is International Chocolate Day, according to the world calendar. So I want to know, 877-881-1053, what is your favorite chocolate candy? Because it's one of the delicacies of the world that we will get to here in just a moment. And as a bit of a stall tactic to get some of those answers and hopefully get reconnected with the guys, I do have a piece of sound that I want to get to here. This is everybody's favorite podcast, The Edge with Micah Parsons. He was joined by one of his defensive teammates, Trayvon Diggs. And they were talking about Dak Prescott's extension, and they want a little bit of a gift. And Dak mentioned how some of his guys were joking with him about their wrist sizes for a watch. And they just kept that conversation going.
But, yo, Dak was talking about wrist size. Did he tell you about? Did you get sized up?
I need to go put mine in, man. Need a new Christmas gift.
Man, F Christmas, I need a Just Because gift. Just like, what the hell? Like, we give it our watches? What you need, a Rolly, an AP?
He good for a Richard Mille.
Oh, Richard Millie, get him for a Richard Millie. I just want something simple. Just give me a little plain Jane, gold Rolly. I don't need, I don't like all that extra splash. You know what I'm saying? I just want my joint plain. But nah, Dak ain't get his wrist size, so we just like, whatever, bro.
So there's Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs.
And here's us!
Yeah, and you guys are back finally. You love to see it. So we're back live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. And boys, if you missed it, the question of the day today is, what is your favorite chocolate variety of candy? Because it is International Chocolate Day. Want to hear from the Tolos as well, 877-881-1053. And on the Twitch and YouTube, let us know there. But boys, what do you got for me?
Alec, I realize I've done a poor job hyping up this Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving today. The message really should have been, come by and guarantee that you can hear our part of the entire show. by coming out to the Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving, because otherwise I can't make any guarantee. All right. Now, quick question for clarification. All
sure,
right?
Sure.
Can it be chocolate mixed with something else, or does it need to be chocolate chocolate?
I will allow it to be mixed with something else because I am a big trail mix guy, and especially the ones that have the little peanut butter cups in them. I love those. So I'll accept it. I'll accept it.
I'm going to go with the Reese's peanut butter eggs that they put out at Easter. They are far superior to the regular Reese's peanut butter cups, and they are freaking delicious.
Now everybody's throwing pumpkins out there.
Yeah, the pumpkins are excellent as well.
Is there too much peanut butter, though, right?
No, that's what makes this one work. The ratio of chocolate to peanut butter on these holiday-based treats, I think, is superior to the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Though, to be fair, that's been around for a billion years. It seems like they're doing okay.
Best chocolate is obviously sexual chocolate. We all know that.
Yes. Like,
shout
out Mark Henry.
That. Yeah, thank
we
you, Mark
have
Henry.
Had sexual chocolate Mark Henry on our show.
He's awesome.
Numerous times. He is awesome. You know what? You know what's really weird about life? Mark Henry is like a friend of mine who will sometimes text me things about his son. He's like, my son just won the powerlifting competition. I'm like, that's awesome, Mark Henry. Thank you for telling me that. Like, I don't know how to respond properly to that.
Yeah. No, it is weird when, like, our friend Mike Adams, who listens to the show, will just randomly text stuff. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forget. I'm talking to a World Series contender right now. Fella that right here, Tolo, says chocolate chip is the way to go.
Okay.
So mint chocolate chip is where he says.
Do you have a problem if you just eat chocolate chips out of a bag, or is that a thing that people do?
Oh, let's think. Okay, if you like a regular Hershey bar. And a regular Hershey bar is $2, and you get a bag of chocolate chips for $1, then you're better off, right? Like, you just saved money and got pretty much the same thing. So I don't think that's
true.
A problem.
True. I don't know where that bag of chocolate chips for $1 is at.
I don't either. I'm just saying, if the value works.
That's a good point.
For me, it's either the Ghirardelli chocolate with caramel or the Lindt. I don't know. Lindt. L-I-N-D-T.
Is like from the dryer?
No, not like Lindt from your dryer or your belly button.
I got to clean mine out.
Oh, yeah. Your belly button or your dryer?
No, my dryer. Maybe both.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because that's hazardous and could cause a fire. But, yeah, the Lindt chocolate with caramel in the middle is my favorite.
I honestly don't know if I've ever had any of those. Like, I'm looking at the picture on your computer. I do.
Okay, then what I'll do, Kevin, is I'll pick up a bag, and you can have a few of those. And maybe Noah would like a few. Maybe Jess would like a few. Yeah. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, so here's what Noah does. Even if he hasn't had any yet, we've obviously taught him some different sign language for when he was still learning how to talk. So his favorite one is kind of putting his fingers together and going, a more?
Mm-hmm.
More?
There you
and
go.
And so even if he hasn't had it yet, he'll just walk up, more? And I'm like, what do you mean more?
Yeah.
You have had none.
You haven't
so
had
far.
Anything so far. Yeah, Lucy will walk up to me if she sees chocolate and she goes, hey, what is that? And then I'm like, oh, it's chocolate. And she's like, I know it's chocolate. Where's mine? And then, like, later on in the day, she'll just walk up to me and be like, chocolate?
Let me ask you a serious question.
Go get it.
Alec, this is my question of the day for you.
Okay.
I love my little niece, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to be a diabolical trickster? When she was 2 years old, she was with Jess and her roommates at the time, and she saw they had some kind of candy or Oreos or something, and she goes, oh, can I have some? And then she stopped and goes, what is that? I don't think I've ever had that before. And so, of course, they
smart.
Her some. She is very smart.
That's
but she
brilliant.
Is she also going to be diabolical?
Yeah, and I am all the way here for it. If I was, you know, like babysitting or raising a child of that age, I would teach them to do that. You know, just the playing stupid gimmick always works, especially with kids. I feel like it works as adults in some scenarios, you know, just like, what? I didn't know this existed. I've never heard of that. But especially for kids, all they have to do is be like, I've never seen this before. Can I try it? Can I have that?
That
is genius, man. I love that.
Because you don't want to take away their first opportunity to try something, and you be the special person that gave them that
exactly.
opportunity.
Exactly.
Allie is also
like 20 years from that moment, you can be like, hey, I am the reason that you have good taste. I am the reason that you are a fun person. I am the reason that you are a normal adult. You are welcome.
Allie is also responsible for the first time my wife ever really got mad at me, because she got hurt on the trampoline when Jess was watching her, and I texted her. I was like, oh yeah, maybe we should put her in the concussion protocol. And she texted back and she goes, Yeah, I'm not really looking to joke about that right now. And that was like the first thing I'd gotten back from her that wasn't like, hey, let's go do something or whatever. And I was like, whoops.
Hey, I don't know that we've discussed this yet. Have you seen where
that Alec kicked us off so he could do AM on the FM?
Probably so.
I cannot confirm
makes a lot
that.
Of sense.
I cannot confirm
we
that.
Always knew it. Have you seen the Chris Young news? The Rangers GM Chris Young is on a flight to Japan to see is it Roki Sasaki? Roki Sasaki. He's on a flight to Japan
to go watch him. We're put in a bid post, maybe?
And I think this is interesting because it kind of does bring up the question of Chris Young's contract this offseason and whether or not he's going to fulfill that with Ray Davis, or if he's just one of those guys that it doesn't matter. He's going to continue to work and do his thing right up until somebody tells him to go away. So, but that is very interesting that that he's on a plane checking that out. So good luck to Chris Young, and hopefully we get some good news.
Talent is a 24/7, 365 job, and some people actually mean that.
There you go. There you go.
I respect it, and I am excited to see if that actually pans out in any result where he does not end up as a Dodger, does Sasaki, because that feels like the obvious destination
there.
Feels
unfair at this point.
Yeah, they are pretty much the, you know, like elite Japanese talent pipeline to Major League Baseball now. And I hate it because I want a shot at some of these guys. And Sasaki, if you haven't seen him, just look up some highlights on YouTube, Tolos. I promise. I did my homework on him probably 6 months ago whenever he started to really like pop up in headlines. And he is a fun watch. And he's really young, too. Really, really young. So he's got a long time to develop. That would be really fun to see him in a Rangers uniform. But back to the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney's text line. Best chocolate from the 903 is peanut M&Ms. I'm a big proponent of those as well. From the 817.
How do you feel about regular M&Ms?
I like them, but I prefer the mini ones that come in the tube. Those are, I think the ratio is better there. I think the proportions are better. So if it's in the tube, elite. If it's just regular M&Ms, they're all right. They are okay.
I'm a huge fan of peanut M&Ms, Kevin. That's the way I go.
Yeah,
with
I just
M&Ms.
I mean,
always see me at the airport. Yeah, when we go on our flights. I always get a bag of peanut M&Ms.
Just, I think it spoiled me for regular M&Ms. You know what I'm saying, Alec?
Sure.
I'm like, that's. I'm sure when the M&M came out, it was a revelation. But once peanut M&Ms came out, I was
changed
like,
the world.
What?
Yeah.
It healed the world, and I do enjoy some M&Ms, but the peanut M&Ms are definitely the best. The pretzel ones are really good, too. Get that little bit of saltiness.
Dude, I recently fell into those somehow, and I was like, these are addictive. These could definitely be an addictive product if you let it be, for sure.
Let's see, from the 817, Hershey's with almonds. I would not be opposed to that. I don't think I've tried them, but I would not be opposed to that because I do like dark chocolate almonds. Those are good.
That is a good combination. Sorry, Alec. I was just really excited about that combination. Mm-hmm. That is a good combination.
Do you remember when you were a kid, and I still see it to this day, those chocolate bars, they're like a dollar or 50 cents or whatever,
sure,
that you would have to sell as a kid for like a bike or something at school?
Yes, I know. World's finest.
Yeah, your fundraiser.
Why are those so good? I saw Tovash text in and say that those were in his top three. They are so good for no reason.
They are. When they says world's finest, I was like, they might be right about this. This is really good chocolate.
And that's why they make it like that, because they're like, hey, we need your kids to sell them, or you can buy them all yourself. Really, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that box comes back full of cash, we're good.
Let's see. I do want to give a couple of shout-outs here on the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney's text line to myself, because I see from the 469, Alec is solo and showing everybody, especially Peyton, that he is him, and that is true. Not everybody, just Peyton. He needed to be reminded.
Hey, we have a chance to keep Peyton. He's on the morning show now, and you're here, so I'm just saying.
So, 6:40 on Thursdays, how about a whole week of 12:40? I enjoy that a little bit more. And then from the 817.
Let's add more of it. Let's do more of that, Kevin.
Okay.
I think that's a good decision.
Yeah.
We'll find a place.
Hey, tell Kyle Yeomans he's bumped.
No more C-block.
On the FM.
No more C-block.
Hey, I will take it. I like the C-block, though. I like Corey's Corner.
We're not getting rid of that. We're just bumping
work.
Kyle Yeomans today.
Let's see. From the 817, this is Sean Sharif texting in. Alec Medford, big chocolate guy. I see what you did there. Ha ha.
What do you think about this from the 601? It's the Andes Mints specifically the ones that you get at Olive Garden.
Yes!
I don't know. I don't know if there's a difference in when you buy them at the store versus when Olive Garden's like, hey, thanks for eating our mediocre food. Here's some Andy's Mints that they just taste
better.
Is it
the little rectangle one?
Yes.
Okay. Dude, those are amazing. Yeah, you're right. They nailed it with those.
You know what? I'm going to Olive Garden this weekend, but not before I go to Buffalo Wild Wings and get me some of those $4 Miller Lights, because if I'm going to be doing any karaoke this weekend, I'm going to need 2, 3, maybe 10, and then I'll be good to go. So,
dude, I kind of like the idea of going to a bunch of different restaurants and just getting what's in their little basket at the front and walking out. Like, just walk to and just make it a night. You know, it's kind of like Halloween.
Some of those places, that wasn't free, right?
I mean, sometimes you got mints at the front door. And some of them,
but other ones, they like sell little things at the front. I don't know about that. Looks good to me.
Yeah. El Phoenix, I'm just walking out with all the pralines. Yeah, I can see it.
And that would be wonderful. And just like barber shops and doctor's offices sometimes have candy for the kids. It's like, I'm just going to go and be like, hey, how much do y'all charge for a haircut? Okay, thanks. Grab, leave. I'm going to start doing that.
Ed and Denton said, damn you guys, I just had to go to the break room and got a Hershey bar and peanut butter cups.
I'm sorry. Look, it's better than the alternative where sometimes we've talked about gross stuff at lunch and people are like, come on, dude.
Just wait for 1:30.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Oh, no.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving, and we'll get you set even more so for Cowboy Saints. Coming up with the C-Block with Corey Majors and Kyle Yeomans.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.